to the 385th edition of Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my co-host, the beautiful and talented Mary Ellen Nugent Lee.
Thanks, Dan. Tonight our guest is Ross Thompson, founder and CEO of Kovac Global. Welcome, Ross, to Travel Itch Radio.
Thank you both so much for having me. Great to be on.
Okay, the name Kovac Global suggests an international firm. So please share exactly what your company is and what it does.
Well, Kovac Global, we are the first and only fully indemnified medical evacuation membership, whereas we will repatriate pay for and arrange for repatriation for our members if you get COVID-19 while traveling overseas. So if you're going somewhere and you feel sick and you get a COVID test and you're positive, we will arrange for and pay for a private repatriation flight back to your home.
How new is it and who came up with the idea?
So Kovac Global is an extension of a firm that we've had for a number of years called HRI. And HRI is a crisis response, crisis management firm with specialization globally. The specialization in things like kidnap for ransom response, security evacuation, security extractions, and medical evacuations. And I live in South Florida, where the company is based, but we have an office in Mexico City. And when COVID hit and hit big, everything was shut down, I could no longer travel to Mexico City. And kind of during that time, I was wondering, well, when it starts to reopen, what happens if I go to Mexico City and I get COVID? Am I stuck there? Do I have to go to a Mexican hospital? Do I have to quarantine? Am I at the mercy of the Mexican healthcare system? And so, doing operations globally around the world, I kind of talked to some of our friends and partners and even competitors just to kind of hopefully cover myself if I were to get COVID-19 while in Mexico or somewhere else or one of my employees were. And nothing existed. Everybody excluded COVID-19. They excluded anything pandemic. They excluded anything contagious disease. So I said, well, listen, I think there's an opportunity here. And so we used our connections, in the different insurance and reinsurance markets and different places. And we came up with Kovac Global. And to this day, we are the only fully indemnified membership that will repatriate you if you contract COVID-19 while traveling overseas.
Okay, Mary Ellen, Ross already answered my next question, so why don't you take your next?
Ross, do you own your own planes, and how many do you have?
So we don't own our own planes. Owning your own plane in this business is not a great idea simply because when you own it, you have to use it. If you have a client stuck in the Masai Mara in Kenya and your plane sitting in Los Angeles, California, you're going to want to use that plane. And when it comes to COVID, when it comes to medical evacuations, we want to use the plane that is closest to our member. So we have vetted operators around the world from everything from specialty charter planes to fully equipped air ambulances. And we use the different planes for the different lengths of flight. We use them for different destinations, different number of members that are positive. So we have a global fleet that can show up anywhere in the world within a matter of hours.
Makes a lot of sense. We're talking with Ross Thompson, founder and CEO of Kovac Global.
Ross, why do other medical evac companies refuse to handle COVID patients?
Well, there's a long reason why, with different medical insurance or travel insurance companies not handling it, and other kind of membership-based programs as well, and some of them that I'm sure you're familiar with. The membership programs don't really do it for a number of reasons, but some of them have started to in very, very limited capacities. And they require you to be hospitalized. They require the repatriation of the evacuation to be medically necessary. Nobody wants to have to go to a hospital when they have COVID-19. Our program, there's no hospitalizations. There are no medical requirements to be repatriated. We operate globally. Some of the other companies only operate within the U.S. or Canada or Mexico or the Caribbean, which is a fairly limited geography. Like the travel insurance groups out there, the carriers, they just exclude pandemics from everything. And that's not just travel insurance. That's event cancellation insurance. That's business interruption insurance. That's other contingencies out there. So they just never included it. As you know, insurance companies are really not the fastest movers in the world. They're not the most entrepreneurial in the world. So it takes them a while to kind of really get down to grips with what the risk is. So it's just a very complex thing that has always been off the table. And people don't really have a good deal of data about what the loss ratios are, what the risks are. And so people are hesitant to do it. We have a great team that put together our kind of business plan, if you will, and was able to get our formulas accepted by those reinsurers that we have. We're dollar for dollar reinsured, so we're not operating off a captive. We're not operating off, a self-insured model. So our interests are fully aligned with our clients. We're not looking for excuses not to transport you, and we're not looking for ways to throw up a lot of obstacles in your way, like requiring you to be hospitalized. I mean, imagine what that looks like on a, if you were on a cruise ship, or you were in on a safari in Kenya, where you felt sick, you went to a private clinic, you got tested, you went back to your hotel to sleep and rest, and they called you up and said, well, you have COVID-19, and you may be, older, you may be more, susceptible, you may have, comorbidities, you may have other things. So now you're just sitting there waiting for the time bomb to go off, where you have to go be hospitalized before your medical membership provider is going to do anything, if you're even in the region of the world that they can do anything at all. So we made this a global product. And we made it so that if you got COVID-19 and you tested positive, you can call us up and we would arrange for and pay for that private flight back home.
Ross, is it fair to say that COVAC Global is the best possible insurance an American traveling overseas can have?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's nothing else like it. Nothing even comes close. Some companies recently have tried to fill some gaps and do some things, but they don't cover everywhere in the world. They may only cover the U.S. and Canada and the Caribbean, or they just don't do it at all. And if they do it, they require hospitalizations. They require it to be medically necessary. I mean, imagine being in the U.K., for instance, or imagine being in France, and on your policy or on your membership, it says that it has to be a medical requirement for you to be repatriated back home to New Jersey. So you call them up and say, well, I have COVID-19. I'm even in a hospital. And they say, well, France has good hospitals. Your condition doesn't warrant repatriation, so we're not going to do it. And I don't know if anybody of you have come close or had a friend or relative that has been hospitalized with COVID-19. We've done evacuations. We've done repatriations. We know what it looks like. And imagine being in a French hospital where there's a language barrier, forget telephonic translation. There's a language barrier, and the only people around you are double masks, gloves, face shields, wrapped in this cocoon of PPE. You can't understand them. You're in a ward with probably dozens of other people in close proximity. I mean, it's just a bad situation to be in. So our goal is to get you home well before you have to be even hospitalized, so that if that that hospitalization does come, you can do it at home. So yeah, it's not only safe to say, but it's an absolute fact that COVAX Global is the far and above best membership program, the best solution for travelers that are worried about contracting COVID-19 while traveling abroad.
Does your staff at COVAX experience in evacuating Americans stranded in foreign countries by difficult circumstances?
I'm sorry, I lost you there for just a second. If you can just repeat that.
Does your staff at COVAX Global have experience in evacuating Americans stranded in foreign countries by difficult circumstances?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So our team, we have one of the greatest teams ever. Most of our team are former military special operations folks, former foreign intelligence folks. We have some fantastic physicians, in-house physicians, and medical teams. So we've been doing this type of work for years and years and years. Our team has been doing it for even longer. We've pulled people out of Haiti and Sudan and Southeast Asia and the Middle East during the Arab Spring and Nicaragua when they had their political issues not so long ago, after hurricanes, earthquakes, places like that. So we are very good at pulling people out of bad situations. And honestly, that's one of the reasons we love to do what we do, is because whether it's a kidnapping or whether it's a COVID case, people call us during probably one of the worst moments in their lives. Mm-hmm. And we're able to tackle it with the right resources and experience and expertise and make a difference for that person. So that's why we do what we do, and we get up in the morning and we try to do things better and better and come up with new solutions like COVAX Global that really tackle a problem and aren't just like, well, we'll help you if you meet all these criteria, or we'll help you if this or that. I mean, we make it simple, we make it easy, and our solution has real teeth. When it comes time to do something if one of our members calls us.
Ross, is it true that the biggest fear of international jet setters is not necessarily catching COVID, but getting stuck for weeks and perhaps being hospitalized in a foreign country?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's absolutely the truth. I mean, whether you're an executive or you're traveling for business, I'm sorry, but if you get COVID-19 and you're traveling for business and you have to go quarantine for 14 days or maybe even longer, the whole time hoping you don't wake up in the morning and have to be rushed to a hospital to be put on a ventilator or oxygen, that's really a waste of your time, and that's a waste of your peace of mind. That's a waste of so much. Just sitting there waiting for the fact that, well, if my medical evacuation company may help me if I end up in a hospital. I mean, ticking time bomb fear, is that? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. So, every person we've come across, whether it's a leisure traveler or a corporation, I think their biggest fear right now is catching COVID-19 and catching it in a place where if something goes wrong or you take a turn for the worst, you're really in a bad situation. We designed this to mitigate for that. And we designed this to, get you home before any of that happens. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the big concern right now, because nobody knows how this affects people. It kills healthy teenagers. It kills, older people. It kills men, women. It kills all races. Nobody knows how it affects people yet. So yeah, it's a terrifying, experience to think you have it. And then if you have it, to be sitting somewhere far from home and not being able to go home and quarantine.
Okay, we're talking with Ross Thompson, founder and CEO of COVAX Global. Mary Ellen?
Ross, was the company inspired by COVID-19, or did you have this idea before the pandemic?
Well, we focused on different types of crisis response, and we've been very good at that throughout the world for a number of years. But Kodak Global was inspired by COVID-19. I mean, it's in the name. And all we do is COVID-19. So this wasn't an add-on to something else we were already doing. This took a whole new process and a whole new entity to deliver on the types of things that we're promising and obliged to deliver to our members. So this is absolutely a COVID-19 company. But, you know, I think this will evolve into a company that covers pandemics and contagious diseases, which I think now is something that people are going to want to have full coverage for, full benefits for, if you will, because, you know, no one else covered it before. And all these other, you know, groups are you know, fairly sheepish and dipping their toe in what they're going to cover if they cover anything. And people want to get back to traveling. They want to get back to doing things and, you know, pursuing their passions and their businesses and knowing that if something were to happen on the COVID front while they're traveling, that they're fully covered and they can get home.
So after the pandemic subsides, you believe Kodak Global will still be relevant, and how will it change shape?
Yeah, it will be relevant because we've been so far the best at understanding the way to fully indemnify and to operate when it comes to transporting people with a contagious disease or during a pandemic. And I don't see a vaccine, unfortunately, you know, being, you know, forthcoming. And I think even when it is, you know, I don't see everybody, you know, wanting to take it or even being able to take it anytime soon. And so I think what we're doing is important, and we can always build on that success, and we can always build on the trust that our clients give us with providing more traditional evacuation services and you know, a fully rounded product. But you know, we're really gaining a lot of trust and respect from our members right now because we are the people they're turning to when the other groups they've used for years just aren't really delivering.
You're listening to Travel Edge Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com or check out the archive show on Facebook. And we're talking with Ross Thompson, founder and CEO of Kodak Global. Ross, how are you able to gain the resources to provide the travel services needed to travelers who contract COVID?
Well, you know, on the financial side, we have some great partners, you know, on the underwriting side, and so, you know, financially we're able to provide everything that we promise to our members, and we have such a great operations team and an operations staff that really know what they're doing and are able to, you know, get the right airplane and the right medical team and the right resources anywhere in the world, so that they can, you know, go ahead and you know, execute on a repatriation and bring somebody home or bring a family home, bring your employee home, and do it effectively and efficiently. You know, our membership is relatively very inexpensive compared to, you know, the $200,000+ it may cost for a repatriation, a private repatriation flight from India or Africa or Asia back to the United States.
Mary Ellen?
Do you see travel for both business and personal picking up speed now?
Yeah, so we absolutely do. You know, summer's over. Businesses are starting to put together their back-to-work plans, and back-to-work plans definitely include some level of travel. But there's a lot of, you know, companies out there that really couldn't stop traveling. I mean, engineering firms and oil and gas firms, people like that, because you know, you can't just shut off an oil well and you can't just shut down a factory. People have to travel, and we have to send people. So that's been one of obviously the client base, the corporate clients that have needed this. We're also seeing a lot of NGOs looking to cover their people as they begin to travel. And then on the on the consumer side. The leisure travelers, they are itching to get back out there. You know, all the trips that people had booked for 2020 have been postponed or moved to this fall and this winter, and so people are just ready to get out there. They're ready to go do something, and I'll tell you, many of them won't even consider traveling without a COVAC membership, and obviously for good reason. That is the main concern of travelers right now, whether it's business or leisure, is what happens if I get COVID, because you may get it on the airplane going there. I mean, you know, you just don't know. So what are you going to do for me if I get it? And we you know, by far have the best option, and we have full global coverage. We don't exclude any countries, you know, we'll get you home as soon as possible.
So would you say, Ross, most of your members are businesses, individuals, or family travelers?
So right now it's leisure travelers. You know, the corporations are now you know, putting plans in place for travel to probably start in October, November. But we're seeing our members travel to Africa right now, South America, the Caribbean. You know, finally taking those trips, you know, they want something that can guarantee their return if they get sick.
Ross, what is your own background in travel and security?
So my background is in foreign intelligence. I've spent a lot of time overseas, and I've worked, you know, not only in that realm, but have spent a lot of time working for other fantastic risk and security consulting firms, intelligence firms, based out of New York and the East Coast. And so, you know, kind of came up in the business and came up in the industry and owned a couple of my own companies and really have built a great team and have been doing this type of work for a long time. We've built a reputation in the industry, in the business, whether it's with our insurance clients, whether it's with Fortune 500 clients, or whether it's with high net worth or just, you know, other types of clients. To really be able to execute on the things that a lot of others can't. We've worked with and for a number of former directors of the FBI, of Homeland Security, of the CIA, you know, in order to kind of fill the gaps in some of their assets and resources, and we've been very successful at it.
We're talking with Ross Thompson, founder and CEO of COVAC Global.
Ross, have you had many evacuations since you started the company? Can you tell us how many and in what kind of situations?
So we've done a number of fee-for-service evacuations. We haven't had a member yet call us and utilize their membership. But we've had plenty of people call us for fee-for-service. And when you do that, you definitely get a taste of what it really costs if you're not indemnified through our program. We've done them out of Peru. We've done them out of Europe. You know, they're definitely complex and complicated, and there's a lot of moving parts to them. But we have done a number of them, It's something that you would want the best team in the world to do for you, because a lot of people can't do it or don't want to do it. You know, you need a true specialist that really knows who to call and how to do it and has the right network.
Mary Ellen?
We're talking with Ross Thompson, founder and CEO of COVAC Global. Ross, can you tell us about COVAC Global's more established sister company, HRI?
Yeah, sure. So HRI is a risk consulting company. We do risk consulting, we do security risk, and we do intelligence. Mostly overseas. We don't really do too much in the U.S. with HRI, but a lot of Latin America, Africa, the Middle East. We work on behalf of a number of companies to provide support for things like kidnap and ransom response, response to extortion, security evacuation, security extractions, intelligence collection, things of that nature. So we've been kind of on the forefront of this type of work for a long time, and We've done many evacuations, both security and medical, throughout the world. And so this was kind of a natural fit and kind of the next challenge for us. And, you know, having a team of former special operations folks, they all love a good challenge. So it was a good fit, and you know, we're proud of what we put together.
So how does your tiered membership program work, Ross?
So real quick, it's simple. It's a 15, 30, 60, and 90 travel day bucket. The members can buy one of those travel days buckets. So let's say you buy a 30 travel day membership. You can use those 30 days however you like throughout a year. So you could take a trip for a week. You could take another trip for a week. You could take another trip for 10 days, another trip for 4 days. So you can kind of use those days however you'd like.
Just a few minutes left. Is it true that chartering a plane in Europe to fly a sick patient back to the U.S. might cost 100 or 200 times more than a COVAC Global membership?
Yeah, so a COVAC Global membership will cost you, let's say for a 30-day membership, will cost you about $995. A flight, a medical COVAC, medical evac flight out of Europe will cost you over $100,000. And depending on where in Europe, it could cost more. So, yeah, absolutely. And if you're in East Africa, it's probably going to cost you $200,000. It's a small price to pay for sure.
And would you say COVAC Global has the on-the-ground relationships and logistical know-how other companies don't? For example, how to get landing permits?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of companies won't even do it. And some companies that have just started doing it have kind of claimed that it's difficult. It's a difficult task, and that's why they haven't done it, or it's too expensive, or they can't absorb the risk, whatever it may be. But yeah, absolutely. We've been doing this longer than anybody else has.
And how can people learn about COVAC Global and enrolling in the program?
Yeah, they can go to covacglobal.com. That's covacglobal.com. COVAC Global. And they can reach out to us on via phone, email. They can enroll right on the website. You know, they can reach out to us with any questions, and you know, we're here 24/7.
And thank you to tonight's guest, Ross Thompson of COVAC Global. Really enjoyed having you on, Ross.
Thank you both. I appreciate it.
And listeners, summer's over, but baseball season will begin its long playoffs next week. So this is your chance to get the best armchair companion for the postseason. My book, The New Baseball Bible, Notes, Nuggets, Listen, Legends from a National Pastime. 480 pages for less than a sawbuck. It's both a coffee table book and a bathroom book. Read it backwards and still enjoy it. That's The New Baseball Bible 2020 edition. Get it on Amazon.com today. And that's it for this edition of Travelers Radio. Next week, in keeping with the baseball theme, our guest will be Dr. Ray Doswell, Vice President of Curatorial Services for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City. This is the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Negro Leagues, founded in 1920. And this is Dan Schlossberg, along with my beautiful and talented co-host, Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night and stay safe.